Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey now, Sam Crowley, your host, with a unique, unusual, if you will, Saturday podcast on the Everyday Saturday Show. It's Saturday, October 18th, 2014. You know, I just was walking by the office this morning. See, my office is in my home, where my office was never actually in my home. My office was actually 30 miles away, stuck in bumper-to-bumper gridlock traffic. So if I wanted to go into the office, I'm like, no, I don't want to be away from the family. Now on Saturday mornings, you know, we're around the family so much, it actually feels good to kind of come in, shut the doors. And I see this microphone. It's just going, Sam, talk to me. Sam, talk to me. And I'm like, oh, I got to pick up the mic and just get a message out on this Saturday morning to you, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. You got this. That's today's message. Say, I got this. It's powerful, man. I got this. You're looking at a situation right now. I'm just feeling led to bring this message to you. We're not going to go the full usual like 20 minutes like we go every show. It'll probably be consolidated. I'm just going to let what is on my mind go from my mouth, really my heart, to my mouth, to your ears. You got to hear this message, man, that you got this. Whatever challenge sits in front of you right now, you got this. Financial issues, you got this. Starting a business, you got this. Come on, man. You got to pick up the momentum. Half this battle, hell, more than half, 90%. Is that more than half? Is 90% more than half? I think so. 90% of this game, man, is won between the 6 inches between your ears, but you need somebody to tell you that you actually do got this thing, man. You know, sometimes it can be difficult, though. There's a lot of things you can focus on. When you're an entrepreneur, when you're out there, hell, even if you're in a regular job, and you're out there, and you're going into work, and you got this stuff going on all around you, swirling. We create so much of our own drama. Now, if we're not in, everybody, I love this, man. Everybody's like, I am not in the drama business. I mean, I am so allergic to drama. Yet we let it come into our lives. Let it dominate our thoughts. Yeah, did you hear what someone said about me? Oh, he was supposed to pay me. What a bad affiliate. I didn't pay. Let it go. I know. Trust me. It still happens to me all the time. I am shocked. I'm shocked at the behavior of people, especially in my, quote unquote, my space where I spend a lot of my time, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, you know, people, affiliates, selling products, business, so-called business partners. But you got to let that stuff go because you got this. You have to understand that part. But it ain't going to happen from very few people are going to come around to you today and say this message to you. You got to say it to yourself. And then what happens? Well, it starts inside. And it just kind of permeates, man. And it kind of builds and it builds and it builds. And it's like this erupting freaking volcano of positive influence inside of your body. And as it moves through your inner core and your being, and it comes up and up, and it works its way out of through your mind, you know, rattling around in your brain a little bit like a ping pong, like a pinball. Thinking of ping pong, pinball. By the way, longest day of my life was putting together a ping pong table last Christmas. Probably have to tell that story at some point in time. But I did it. That was another. I had to say, Sam, you got this. All right, this ping pong table, this sucks. Putting it together, it looks great on the top of the box. You know, everybody's having a good time. You got mom and dad with the kids playing with the paddles, hitting it back and forth. Halfway through this thing, I had the paddles in my hands. I wanted to battle my kids around with these things, you know? But pinball, remember, you hit that pinball. You pull that thing that releases the ball. It goes, bing, 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 all around up top, right? That's that positive message. You got to let that resonate, all just like a pinball, all throughout you, man, saying, I got this. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing day. It's going to end. But the minute you let something or somebody come into your mind and that pinball just stops, it, boom, boom. What's it called? You tilt. You tilt the machine. Damn, this is a great message today. I had no idea I'd be talking about pinballs today. How about that, man? That's exactly what it's like. You tilt the machine when you let that negative message come inside of you. It's like, and the ball just goes, and it goes all the way back down the middle. You're trying to hit those bumpers. They ain't working, though, till the game resets. You tilt the machine, the bumpers don't work. You can't hit the ball anymore. You want that positive message to resonate all throughout your mind, but you get that little voice in your head that says, who do you think you are? Don't you know who you think you are? You just tilted the machine, man. You just tilted the machine, and it's powerful. Let me tell you something. You could play this game of life for a long time at a very high level, but you tilt that machine the wrong way, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. And the people who don't get it, the people out there think, what? What'd you do? Did you listen to some motivational speaker talking about pinball machines? Yeah, I did, actually. I'm sowing seeds. I'm sowing positive seeds into my mind, and I'm going to reap the harvest tenfold very soon, by the way, as well. What seeds are you planting? Do you mind me asking? Because everybody's got an opinion. Recorded a show earlier this week. Go back and listen to it. When you declare who you are and what you stand for, you get very little unsolicited advice from individuals. They go away, man. They run away from you because you're a threat to them. Now that you've declared who you are, now that you declared what you stand for, and you will not settle for anything less than what it is that you currently stand for, which should be nothing less than excellence in your relationships, in your business, in life, man. You're going to flub the dub. Of course you're going to make mistakes. But it's not because you weren't trying. That's the biggest sin. Sitting around on your rusty duff, waiting for the handout, taking shots at everybody else, oh, look at them. Who do they think they are? All the good things happen to them. Must be nice. That ain't you. No, man. You're gonna have challenges. Ain't no doubt about it. But when you let that positive message resonate like the pinball all throughout the machine, man, the lights are going bing, 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 all throughout, you know? And you're like, I got this, man. And then you go have a conversation with somebody in business, like, whoa. This girl's got power. Whoa. I need to get closer to the source of momentum. Because why? What do we say in the intro to this show? When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn. They ain't traveling miles around to listen to somebody say, must be nice. No, I mean, you can get that anywhere. You want to hear somebody complain? Just open your window. You hear your neighbor doing it right now, probably bitching about the leaves blowing around in the fall, the grill not starting, kids are too loud, whatever. I mean, thousand thing, dog barking. You want that? You find that anywhere. You find that anywhere. You want somebody to be on fire? You want somebody to have that pinball of motivation rattling around inside their mind? Oh, let me tell you something right now. You turn into that person, business goes through the roof. Change is happening in your life, my friend. I know because I live it. I lived it, and I do live it every single day. I get that pinball rattling around inside of me, man. It's like, bing, 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 bing. Positive, you got this, man. You got this. Come on, Sam. I fire myself up in the car all the time. Sometimes it's tough. Right now, in our lives right now, it's tough sometimes to make that 30-minute commute down to the neonatal ICU and look at our daughter hooked up to every machine known to mankind getting poked and prodded like an animal in there, you know? And she's got to sit there, and she's got to take it, and she's got to grow, and she's got to fight every day, every minute for her breath. And I go in there, I got to summons that courage, man, to get it. It ain't about me. I'm just saying sometimes it's tough to make that trek inside the hospital and see the girl you love who was born at 24 weeks surviving. I got to say, I got this, man. I got to be there for Susan. I got to be there for my family. I got to be there for Angela. I got to be there for my kids. I got to be that individual. So I say, Sam, you got this, man. Let's go make it happen. You and me, let's go. And me is me. So you, me, we got this. Who's me? Me and me. You just got to talk to yourself that way. And it's tough to explain to some average person. Average person doesn't get it. But you're looking for above average results, are you not? Yeah, declare it. Say, I'm looking for above average results. You got to be that inspiration. You're the one. You're the source. You're that fountain where all of this is coming from. You can look for other places, audio motivation such as this and videos and all that stuff. It's great, man. It gets you jacked up. It's like you need a little bit of the choke button. Now we're talking about a choke button. What if a pinball machine had a choke button on it? You know, you're starting the lawnmower, the weed eater, the tractor. Can't get it going just on its own. It's been sitting around a little bit, right? Just turn the choke. Pump it a bunch of times, get the gas flowing in there. That's what this is. That's what this show is. It's the choke button. Throttle. Get your dream going. But you got this. Ain't no doubt in my mind. I believe it. Do you believe it? I believe it. Do you believe it? I believe it. Do you believe it? Of course you do, man. You got this! Sam Crowley hosting the number one podcast on iTunes. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.